The Albany City Council met in regular session Monday night. Under old business, former city clerk and now Alderman Gary Mason was appointed interim city clerk in the absence of city clerk Melissa Felling, who is suffering from health issues. The council also voted to approve Darren Rice as city attorney. Rice will replace Brian Schenkel, who was recently appointed circuit judge. During the mayor's report, it was noted that the roof over the ambulance side of the city hall has some roof leaks that are to be repaired in the next few weeks. The council approved sending the two newest hired city workers to wastewater treatment school. The five-day school will be held in Edwardsville, Illinois. The two will stay for the week while enrolled in the classes. The cost for the classes are $4,000 plus room and board. City Superintendent Phil Cullison told the council that one of the water well pumps needs a new screen that blocks debris from entering the pipeline. Currently, the city only has two wells pumping while this well is awaiting repairs. The multi-million dollar loan to W2E from both Albion and Grayville should be approved shortly. The matching loan money, loaned from Citizens National Bank, should hopefully never be used, as grant money from the state EPA should be forthcoming for that project. Alderwoman Morgan Bailey told the council that she has been in contact with the owner of the lot behind the Dollar Tree in Albion. This lot of purchase could be used for much-needed parking in the downtown area. Alderman Don Rigg asked that the city look into permits to install buried cables all over Albion. Some companies are installing cables and not repairing the damaged rights of way. The city will advertise for bids to mow the Albion Cemetery this summer. Bids need to be turned in to City Hall by the April 7th board meeting. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.